understanding of what's going on here. What the respondent and I think what the trial court did here was completely ignore the statute, 7.06.050. The plaintiff's offer specifically says, under this statute, we are making this offer for $32,000. Yet, in the respondent's briefing, the statute is not even mentioned. And they're taking the same tact here. They're saying they want this court to go back to look at the arbitration award as though it was part of this offer of compromise. Those are two separate issues. If there was no offer of compromise ever made, we've got a totally different result, and we probably aren't here today. But the reality is that an offer of compromise was made, and that replaces the arbitrator's award for purposes of awarding fees. The defendant bettered his position, and Judge Rogers committed error in assessing attorney's fees and costs. Now, the sub-issue in this, and it wasn't addressed in my original argument, was the awarding of a lodestar amount. I just want to use my remaining time just to touch upon that briefly. You will see that increases to lodestar attorney's fees are very rarely given. The Washington Supreme Court has said that adjusting a lodestar amount upward or downward is appropriate in rare instances. One of the things that the courts look at in determining whether a lodestar amount should be up, should be multiplied, is whether the quality of the work is there and whether the representation is unusually good or bad, exceptional quality. But even that is an extremely...
Nature of the claim an appropriate consideration?
The nature of the claim is an appropriate consideration,
so
yes.
In cases like this where the dollar amount is actually quite small, which is why the case is referred to arbitration in the first place, and so don't counsel end up spending a lot more time than they would normally spend on these kinds of cases simply because it's not a level economic playing field when there's insurance-funded defense and you have a plaintiff whose attorney is looking at a third or 40% of the arbitration amount is a home run?
It's interesting you mention that because that was one of the issues that Judge Rogers did make a specific finding on. And, in fact, you will look at his finding of facts, and he says that this case was not of unusual complexity, in fact, had already recently been arbitrated. So it wasn't a very difficult case. It wasn't unusually complex. There was no finding made by Judge Rogers that this was an unusually good or exemplary representation. It seems to me, looking at Judge Rogers' findings,
this is based upon the contingent fee agreement and the difficult factors in this case, including, and I can't read the next words, plaintiff's job. So he did think there was something difficult about this case. It wasn't a cookie cutter case.
Correct. But also further on in clerk's papers 149 to 143, Judge Rogers also found, in addition, Mr. Banks billed excessively for trial preparation. This was reduced. This case was not complex and already been arbitrated. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jules versus City of Bellingham.